before, but it sounds kind of clear cut. It really does, but it's not that clear cut as far as I'm concerned. So, first of all, I'd just like to say that I had the privilege of chairing or hosting the first annual village meeting where we had more than 30 people. Next one, I think we had two. And I was dreading coming tonight, to be honest, to talk to two people or more. So, everyone has a different viewpoint as to what neighbourhood, watch is and what they expect from it. When interest in Neighbourhood Watch was first shown in Bennyworth, there were three members, one in Silver Street, one in Church Lane, and one near the crossroads on the main road, so quite spread out for convenience. Currently, there are two members, my husband Charlie and Graham Walker, both living within 20 yards of each other on the main road, which looks like it is badly planned. Graham stepped in when the member residing in Silver Street left, because nobody else was interested. And then the member in Church Lane resigned due to ill health. And at this point, I must say that Charlie has to resign due to health reasons, which only leaves Graham Walker. What can we do in respect of crime in this village? Well, not a lot in one respect, other than to take note of the warnings which are out there daily and to ensure our properties are as well protected as possible. Those of us who walk around the lanes in Bennyworth generally take note while we're out and about, and please, everyone else should do so at the same time, and we report strange vehicles when they're spotted. This is now being reported by social media. It's quicker than being around in some respects, but not everyone has social media. And the current Neighbourhood Watch person, Graham Walker, does not use social media. So if you wanted to contact him, you'd have to call or you'd have to ring. Right, where are we? Advice about security is given out at the quarterly Neighbourhood Watch meetings when they're held, which Rich Precious said he will do. And Charlie and I have attended these meetings. They're held at Hove Mackay, which is in the outskirts of Grimsby. They're well attended, but there are also many apologies. And we came away with one overriding opinion, that Neighbourhood Watch in large villages and towns is totally different to that of a hamlet like Bennyworth. And as we've recently been called a hamlet, we seem to be even smaller. I'm very aware that there have been moans about the effectiveness or ineffectiveness from some quarters. Not unexpected, I think. As I said at the beginning, what do people expect? Charlie has been informed after there have been burglaries, and he's followed the procedure and called in to report these incidents. And let me say here that it is pot luck whether or not there is a response. So ask yourselves, what support is there from the police when there are so few on the ground? Tonight being an example. The Neighbourhood Watch would benefit Bennyworth only if more people get involved, form a regular team of willing supporters, and become more active. Is this possible? Having been an active parish councillor for Bennyworth for 10 years, I do know that there are those who moan about the parish council, but they don't want to become members themselves. And the same applies to Neighbourhood Watch. If you want a better service, it needs to be coordinated, planned, and you would probably be better served by a younger team. And I do know tonight that the younger people are just not here. To close, I would just advise that anyone can sign up for Links Alert. You can read what's out there for Neighbourhood Watch members, and it may encourage your interest in joining. And I'm sorry for the rant. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well, whilst we're here, is there anybody interested in being on Neighbourhood Watch?
Count me in.
Well, there we go. Two. Anybody else?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but count me in.
You know, to be honest, I think the information is on the system, it's on the internet.